Stacy Rockland is the lead instructor for the Michigan State Ag Tech program at SMC in Dowagiac. Go Spartans. You want to pull that right up close. And the advisor for the Collegiate Farm Bureau organization as well. It's the Ag Week in review. And just an odd little thing, because we were near 70 yesterday. In some cases, we were 70, you know, with rain. And I had hail in my yard, and there was inch-size hail over in Stevensville. In some cases, a lot of car damage. And today, we're going to be low of 28 and snow again tonight.
Indeed. Welcome to Michigan.
Yeah, well, that's dead. We do love Michigan overall.
Indeed.
So one of the things you and I were talking about off air, and we've seen a lot over... And this is not just in our area, it's around the country. There's been a lot of family farms that have been absorbed by larger conglomerates. And part of that is this generation coming up right now, folks who are, you know, like 40 years younger than me, who've decided that although the family's been in the farming business for years, they're going to go on and do something else. And we're missing a generation of folks going into farming.
We are, and we've been missing that generation for a couple of generations now. So we have far fewer people interested in coming into agriculture. But what's happened in those couple of generations is the jobs have shifted and moved in agriculture. Mm-hmm. So we have very few opportunities for young people to go and work in production on the farm. Most of our opportunities in agriculture are in the business side, or they're in the support industries around the farm. These are well-paying jobs where you're not just in a tractor, which is really fun, or yeah. You're not just at the end of a shovel getting dirty all day. You know, these are jobs where you're on your feet. Maybe you're not at a desk, but you are going around and making sure all of your farmers in your area have what they need to do their job. So this is a field where we need college-educated people. It doesn't matter if it's a two-year, a four-year, a master's degree. We have so much need in agriculture that is beyond that initial entry position.
Well, I've seen some, maybe it's partially because of ads I'd seen on TV, but the technology side of, you know, of soil testing, of water, these days in particular, water and irrigation, so
correct.
Critical, and in other parts of the country, even more so than in our area.
Yeah. Exactly. And these are places where technology really has a hold and is becoming bigger. Agriculture was late to the game with technology because if you think about it, early days technology couldn't handle things like moisture and dust. And so we couldn't use these things in ag. And now that has changed. So we're kind of an industry that's behind the ball here. But the people, the Generation Z that are coming in to the workforce soon, we're just seeing them entering college the past couple of years. These people have grown up with technology. We call them digital natives. Mm-hmm. You and I are digital immigrants. But these folks look at technology in a different way. When they enter the workforce, they're going to change a lot of things. And we really need them to come to agriculture and kind of help us get better and improve our technology so that we can do things like better manage our water and our soils and our nutrition in our soils so that we have better crops.
Yeah, and we have a better use of the land, maximum use of the land without, it sounds odd, but burning out the soil.
Exactly.
Exactly. So 2 years and 4 year programs, both available as an extension of Michigan State through Southwest Michigan College?
So Michigan State University has this really cool program. It's called the Institute of Agricultural Technology. And we partner with community colleges around the state. We have 11 programs around the state right now, including our newest one in the UP. So down here in Southwest Michigan, students come to Southwestern Michigan College, and they are a student of both Southwestern Michigan College and Michigan State University. All of their courses are right there in Dowagiac on the campus, and they end up with an MSU certificate and an associate's degree from the community college together in that 2 years.
Wow.
We can also then transfer them to MSU to a major in the College of Ag, or they can stay at SMC and earn a business degree from Ferris State University. They have all of these options right here locally. And our students, once they graduate, they're looking at like 3 to 4 different job openings for every student in the program.
And the opportunity to be, you know, in a job that allows me to be outdoors and moving through communities and developing extensive relationships as opposed to I'm in this little cubicle all day. I mean, just, you know.
Right.
That can be very appealing. Hi, where do we get more information, Stacy?
No problem. Go to our website. Go to the msu.edu website. Go to iat.msu.edu or go to the Southwestern Michigan College website, which is swmich.edu.
Stacy Rockland is the lead instructor for the Michigan State Ag Tech Program at SMC in Dowagiac, advisor for the Collegiate Farm Bureau Organization. Go green.
Go white.